Brazil is not the first place you might think of if you were asked to name countries where folks can be hostile to the United States. But recent revelations have caused a spike in tension. Revelations that the U.S. government, through the NSA, has aggressively monitored the communications of both the Brazilian government and private Brazilian citizens. That led President Dilma Rousseff postponing a state dinner with President Obama. The tension was further highlighted over the weekend with a screening in Rio de Janeiro of the Richard Rowley documentary, Dirty Wars. The film follows journalist Jeremy Scahill as he travels the world talking to families and communities affected by what he calls America's assassination program, mostly via drone strikes. The documentary was shown at Rio's prestigious film festival and was followed by a panel discussion. Reporter Catherine Osborne went to the event and joins us now from Rio. What was the whole thing like, Catherine?
It was a very interesting scene. It was, to start with, it was very international. The film festival is the biggest in Latin America, and there were a lot of media at the event. People were interested in the discussion that was going to happen, and the tone was very serious. Everyone was attentive to the topics at hand, which were American strategy, both as depicted in the film and as recently written about in the press, Brazilian communications, and also sort of the role of journalism in explaining this and talking about its significance to the wider Brazilian public.
So what did you hear in that discussion? What kind of attitudes toward the United States were coming out?
It was opened by Scahill, the journalist and protagonist of the film, and Attila Hawk, who's the director of Amnesty International Brazil, and Glenn Greenwald. And so first they spoke a little bit about, you know, what are the implications of exposure of these activities by the U.S.? And they mentioned U.S. surveillance of Brazil. They mentioned Brazilian military policy towards its own citizens, which are having a moment of democratic protest right now, receiving some aggression from their police officials. And so Scahill and Greenwald spoke against that use of force. There were questions from the audience about U.S. reach and U.S. decision-making in this. In the questions, it was not a tone of anger or railing on. It was more, this is something serious that we need to look closely at. What is policy like? What does it mean that the U.S. acts this way and divulges that it acts certain ways? So I would say the tone was thoughtful and inquisitive, not outright angry, but very serious.
And Catherine, compare that serious tone you heard at that panel discussion at the screening of this documentary to what you've been hearing on the streets of Rio.
People are less likely today to announce praise for the United States in Brazil and in Rio on the streets. Certainly, I would say, you know, the person that you meet on the street is going to be in tone more aggressive. The tone of this discussion was more of a place of understanding. Let's look into this. What are the implications of this? But in both, I would say it's a critical perspective that the Brazilian public is taking right now.
And when you say more aggressive, give me an example.
Oh, there were signs during street protests on Brazilian Independence Day against U.S. military intervention in Syria. The word imperialist has been used by Brazilians in protest context against the United States. You know, as a reporter going up to people saying that you're an American journalist doesn't cause immediate respect and people wanting to talk to you in these situations. So a little bit of that.
I mean, culturally, I know there's a lot of cross-fertilization between Brazil and the U.S., but this does seem kind of new. Are Brazilians, like themselves, confused about how they're feeling about the U.S. right now?
A little bit. And I've had Brazilian peers say, oh, you know, the U.S. has it's viewed differently in public opinion now as compared to how it was a month or two ago. There is still a huge cultural exchange between the two countries. So there's an ongoing interest in American culture and what's going on in the United States. At the same time, I would say that a hands-down Brazilian endorsement of anything American within Brazilian public opinion, that's at a different place now than it was 2 months ago.
Freelance reporter Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro. Thanks so much for your time, Catherine.
Thank you, Marco.